Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a divine infinity healing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a speaker and author, a spiritual energy healer, and probably dozens of other things that I can't remember. So, this is a show where you get to ask those questions that you have about your life and get the answer from guidance. Get the answer from the ones who know more than we do. You know, we try to get the answers out of our own minds, and a lot of times it just doesn't work because we have definite ideas in our own minds. And we actually limit what we are capable of understanding. So this is a show that gets you out of your own mind and allows you to listen to what guidance wants to say, which gives you a more complete understanding of what it is that's going on in your life. Because a lot of times what's going on is not necessarily what you believe is going on. We really do have a limited perspective on what is happening and what is possible. So that's why I was guided to create this show, so that it would take you further and allow you to access knowledge, wisdom that you alone would not have. So, if you have questions, then feel free to give me a call. And the number to call is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And it can be a question about anything, any aspect of your life. We usually don't really deal with questions about other people because guidance generally says that, frankly, that's not your business. So, questions about other people don't necessarily get answered the way that questions about you get answered. Okay. So let's try to do two things at once, even though I know from experience that it doesn't work, that I shouldn't do it. But still, I try at times. All right. I'm trying to fix what I did. It's not what I wanted to do. Okay. And I don't know how to fix what I did. So, my life has been really interesting, and I don't know if it was the Lionsgate or, you know, it was just the energy that was part of my life. But I've been guided more and more lately to do a lot of work on myself, to do even deeper work than I've done on myself. One of the things that's come about as a result of that, you know, hibernation thing that I went through is that they've opened me up to an expanded way of healing. And that expanded way of healing is, it's actually something that I wanted to be able to do after I saw someone else do it. And at the time, I wasn't given the knowledge, the ability to do what I'd seen them do. And lately, I'd been asking a lot about having that ability, you know, being able to do what I'd seen them do. And so they're opening me up to being able to see the energy in other people and to clear it out. So when I'm working with someone and I'm using this new modality, it doesn't have a name. I guess I should figure out one for it. But anyway, I also use the DNA statement. So it's just become a part of that. But instead of just having people repeat phrases, I'm actually looking at their energy bodies to see what's there. And then I can actually remove any energy that is no longer needed, is no longer a part of who they are choosing to be. So it takes clearings to a deeper level. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. Now, I haven't done that with anyone on the radio show yet, because I'm not supposed to. That's the answer I got. If you want to experience clearing to that level, then you just need to make an appointment and have a session, and then we would go through and deal with whatever it is that we need to deal with. They're saying that's the way it's supposed to work. Okay. If you call in and you have a question, don't forget to press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on the studio board and I know that you have a question and I don't just sit here talking to you because I don't know that you actually have a question. It feels like a very strange day. And I don't know how it feels to you, but to me, it feels like a very strange day. All right. So they've been having me do all of this clearing work on myself, and it's interesting because they've been really taking me to a deeper level of my own existence. One of the things about people like me is that, you know, we're caregivers. We give care to everyone else. We do everything we can to make sure everyone else's life is absolutely wonderful. And I have let go of most of that. But now they are really, truly getting me to focus on me, to focus on me to an extent that I never have before, to really wake up, to recognize me, my value, my importance in my own life, and clearing out issues like, you know, believing that there's any separation between me and God. God is within me. I am within God. We are one. There is no separation. And clearing that one was really interesting, because when I was looking at the energy, there was lots of dark and murky looking stuff, and there were lots of attachments from not just religion, but also ancestors. There were a lot of ancestral beliefs about separation and how I could not be connected to God. There was also a lot of social beliefs, you know, things that we get taught through the media that just say that God is not you. You are not God. There is a separation, and there must be a separation. You don't think of yourself as being one with God. It's just not possible. You know, we actually get fed a lot of things through the media, even through Facebook, you know, that have an impact on us. And so they're having me clear out things that just have always been there, things that are just a normal part of me. And it's really interesting the way I feel after doing this work, you know. For one thing, I'm happier. I really am happier. And I'm more connected with my own life than I have been in the past. And I'm more open to allowing changes, not just little changes, but absolutely phenomenal changes. That doesn't scare me, you know? It's like, okay, I'm recognizing that I am this wonderful, amazing, powerful person, which is something I would not have said about myself in the past, but now it feels like, okay, yeah, that's what I am. And it's not ego talking, you know, it's not, oh, well, look at me. It's more of a recognition of my own potential, my own self, my own amazing abilities, and how that has an impact in my life. So that's the kind of stuff they've been having me do on me and my beliefs that I've gone through, and I've done, you know, several different beliefs about God, about things, about power, about being a victim, about being in a relationship, about sexuality, sensuality. You know, they've had me doing this about pretty much everything having to do with me. And remember, guidance has told me over and over and over again that I will release every belief I have ever held. And they really are serious about that. And so now we have taken it up to this, the next step, so to speak. So that I am looking at the energy and clearing the energy out of myself. And it's really amazing to me how much stuff is there. And it feels good to let it go. It really does. So if you want to take your healing, clearing energy work, your dear innate work, to a different level, then by all means, you know, set up a session with me, and we will delve into you, the energy of you, and clear out those attachments to things that you really don't need anymore. The beliefs in your own smallness, the beliefs in being a victim, the beliefs that you are not enough or can't have enough, all of those things that hold you back, releasing all of the stories that you've created. And we are always creating stories, always. Even when you're calling in and you're talking to me, you're telling me your stories. That's exactly what you're doing. So don't think that you don't have stories. Everybody does. But it's time to let them go. It's time to allow ourselves to move forward with our lives and to be who we truly are. And to let go of the need to stay stuck in some silly story based on what's happened in the past. Because that's what our brains do. They create stories based on what happened in the past. And that's why it's difficult for us to get answers to questions, especially things we haven't experienced. Because our brain doesn't have any stories to go and look at. So it's hard for us to understand. And sometimes that need to understand gets in the way. Because there are a lot of things that are happening in your life or that are going to happen in your life that you really don't need to understand. You just need to let them go. And people have a hard time with that because we're taught that, you know, we have this brain where these intelligent people, we need to understand in order to keep from doing this again. Although understanding history has never stopped us from repeating history. So you don't need to understand to let go. You just need to let go. All right. And I do have a caller, and I think it's Nathaniel, and he has not raised his hand, so I'm going to check and make sure that person one is actually working. So, Nathaniel, get ready. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
So did you press one?
Yes.
Okay, because it never showed up on my screen, and I thought that is not the way Nathaniel works. All right, so what's going on in your life?
Well, it's, I'm just enjoying my day off here. I'm going to work a little later, so I have a little time to myself.
Okay. There's some energy moving around in you right now. So it's like you're going backwards and forwards. Are you focusing on what it is you truly desire to create and only that? And your guidance is saying, no, you're not.
I'm trying to. I'm going to have to hear back from the doctor soon. And I'm just trying to enjoy my day off and trying to feel better, better and better.
Okay, so let's do some dear innate statements that they're giving me and see if we can put you into the experience of joy and let go of all of that other stuff, okay?
Okay.
Dear innate, I forgive my body for being sick.
Dear innate, I forgive my body for being sick.
Dear innate, I forgive sickness for coming into my life.
Dear innate, I forgive sickness for coming into my life.
Dear innate, I release all sickness.
Urinate, I release all sickness.
Urinate, I accept that I am more than what a doctor says.
Urinate, I accept more than what the doctors say.
Urinate, I have the freedom to be healthy.
Urinate, I have the freedom to be healthy.
Urinate, I am choosing to be healthy.
Urinate, I am choosing to be healthy.
Urinate, I am changing my life.
Urinate, I am changing my life.
Urinate, I accept the beauty within me.
Urinate, I accept the beauty within me.
Urinate, I trust in the goodness of God.
What was that?
Urinate, I trust in the goodness of God.
Urinate, I trust in the goodness of God.
Urinate, my life is blessed.
Urinate, my life is blessed.
Urinate, I live from my soul.
Urinate, I live from my soul.
Urinate, I love myself.
Urinate, I love myself.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Good.
So your guidance is saying, focus on what you desire. Focus on being healthy. Focus on being happy. And when those other thoughts come up, if they come up, simply say, dear Nate, I release this thought. And just let it go. Because you don't need to think about it. You don't need to worry about anything. You're saying that there's absolutely nothing wrong. So just let go of any belief that there's anything wrong. Because you don't need that in your life. And they say things are going to get better and better, so be prepared.
Well,
that's what's going to happen.
It's just an illusion.
Exactly. And don't forget to play music.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks a lot.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay. When we are creating the stories in our lives, some of us are in the habit of creating stories that have a bad ending. You know, they lived unhappily ever after. And that's a habit that you can change. That's a habit that you can let go of. And you can start creating stories that have a happy ending, that allow you to succeed, to shine, to be the amazing, beautiful, incredible being that you already are. And it's really not that difficult. It's really not. You know, those dear innate statements really help you to clear that old stuff out of your life. And so instead of being stuck in, you know, whatever it is that's going on, you can start making those dear innate statements immediately when you begin to feel bad about anything. You can simply say, dear innate, I release the need to feel bad. Or you can be more specific about whatever it is that's happening in your life. You don't need to waste any of your time feeling bad for any reason. And I know that that's really out there. You know, people believe, okay, I've got to go through this feeling bad in order to feel better. No, actually you don't. You can let it go. You can let it go and immediately start going into the feeling better and immediately start understanding what it is that it's showing you. You can immediately start having that clarity. There is no requirement that you feel bad, that you have a pity party, that you be a poor me for any length of time. You don't even need to go there. It's all about choice and recognizing that we really are making choices in every single moment. So you get to choose what you are experiencing in your life. Okay, we are going to our caller from area code 863. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. This is Julia from Florida.
Hello, Julia. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what's happening in your life?
Well, I'm thinking about moving. As I say, I live in Florida, and my daughter lives in Kansas City, and every time I talk to her, she asks me to move there. But there's, like, financial considerations with moving there because, like, here in Florida, there's not a state income tax, but there is there, uh-huh. plus the regular uh-huh. state tax. So I don't know. It's just sort of a – I'm not sure, and even talking about it, I get twisted around. I guess just I feel uncertain about everything, every aspect of my life. I'm just so afraid of making the wrong choice. And, like, my mother just moved in November. She moved from Florida to Ohio, and it was a huge financial strain. And she, you know, hasn't really, you know, recovered from it. So it's just like I'm thinking, oh, geez, you know, what if that happens to me, or what if I go there and I'm not happy, or I can't find work, or, you know, all the what ifs that, you know, that mind wants to churn up. So I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out if it would be the best move for me to move there. The upside is I get to see my daughter, and but the downside is, you know, yeah, money's a concern, finances. So. Sorry, that
okay.
was sort of disjointed.
No, that was absolutely fine. Okay, so when I'm looking at you, when I'm looking past all of the fears, and we're going to work on letting go of all of those fears because, oh, frankly, you've got a truckload of them and you don't need them. And I'm looking at you moving. I don't really see that you have a strong desire to live in Kansas City. Do you?
Not especially.
Okay. Because it's not really about all of the stuff that you're afraid of. I think it's really about the fact that that's not where you want to live.
Mm-hmm.
Have you told your daughter that you don't really want to live there?
In a roundabout way, but I haven't just come right out and said, you know, well, I made the mistake, like, when my mother was moving, I had been thinking about moving, like, to the Carolinas, and then, you know, the hurricane hit there, and the town that I was, you know, considering moving to was actually hit by the hurricane, so everything just sort of, you know, got spun around, and I ended up staying where I was. But the thing of it is I had told my daughter, okay, I'll move there. And then I ended up backtracking and saying, well, you know, which hurt her feelings and made her upset with me because, you know, I waffled on her after all this time of her saying, you know, move here, move here, move here. Okay, I'll move there. And then, okay, I'm not moving there. So I just, I don't know. I guess I'm a people pleaser and, oh, it's just everything. I'm sorry. This is how I feel that my whole life is this way. It's just like,
Okay.
So
let's do some dear innate statements and clear your energy up some and then see where it takes us from there. Okay, so repeat after me. Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear of disappointing my daughter.
Dear innate, I release the fear of disappointing my daughter.
Dear innate, I release the fear of not being a good mother.
Dear innate, I release the fear of not being a good mother.
Dear innate, I release the fear of expressing myself.
Dear innate, I release the fear of expressing myself.
Dear innate, I release the guilt over not doing what my daughter wants.
Dear innate, I release the guilt over not doing what my daughter wants.
Dear innate, I release the need to create excuses not to move.
Dear innate, I release the need to create excuses not to move.
Dear innate, I release the need to use my mother as an example.
Dear innate, I release using my mother as an example.
Dear innate, I let go of any obligation to move.
Dear innate, I let go of any obligation to move.
Dear innate, I give myself permission not to move.
Dear innate, I give myself permission not to move.
Dear innate, I release all the attachments to moving.
Dear innate, I release all the attachments to moving.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Good.
Yeah. Your little tornadoes are dying out now.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do for you? Just for you. Nobody else. Just for you. What do you want to do for you?
Just feel peaceful and feel comfortable in my own skin. Just not feel like I'm letting other people down because I resist or I don't want to do what they want me to do.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. Dear innate, other people's expectations are not important to me.
Dear innate, other people's expectations are not important to me.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for myself.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for myself.
Dear innate, no one has authority over me.
Dear innate, no one has authority over me.
Dear innate, I make my own decisions.
Dear innate, I make my own decisions.
Take a nice deep breath. So are you one of those people that feels more comfortable around water?
Yes, I love water.
Yeah, they were telling me, she's a water baby. She needs water. She can't go to Kansas City. She needs water.
Yeah. Well, that's what I would really love, is to be closer to the water. I live kind of in the middle of Florida, and I was at first drawn to like the Gulf Coast side because the water's blue over there, and I love that it looks blue. Uh-huh. But, you know, there's a part of me that, you know, thinks about like the East Coast side too. I mean, I've done like trips over to both sides trying to feel, but then my mind kicks in to feeling like, well, what if I make a mistake? What if I choose the wrong place? What if I spend all this money to move? And, you know, so it's like it's this constant battle of the what ifs. But I do love being close to the water. And, you know, people say, but it's hurricanes there. And what if you move to the coast and the hurricane, and which is a real thing here. So, you know, I think about, well, what if I move and there's a hurricane? And it's funny because I've thought about moving closer to the water, but then, like, I thought about moving up in the Gulf, the Panhandle area, and that got hit with a hurricane. Last year, I thought about moving to North Carolina, and the town that I was thinking about moving to, Wilmington, got hit with a hurricane. So it's like, okay, well, maybe I'm not supposed to move near water because it keeps getting hit by hurricanes on both sides. So, you know,
and
so I think, well, maybe,
keep getting,
you know,
maybe they keep getting hit by hurricanes so that the prices will go down so that you can move there and it'll be cheaper.
That's possible.
I mean, there could be a good side to everything that's happening.
Yeah.
Okay. Your guidance is saying that you need to honor your heart, that you need to move closer to water because water is important to you. Water sustains you. There are some people that are just, they're water people. And if they ignore that water aspect of themselves, their lives tend to dry up and become yucky. So you need to be close to water. About hurricanes, they say, well, frankly, your guides say, why on earth would you even be worried about hurricanes? There are people
who have
lived on the coast all of their lives and seen hurricanes come and go, and they are perfectly happy because they are in their water, and they just adjust as they need to adjust. I mean, I live in Tornado Alley, and there are some people who, when they move here, are just freaking out because, oh my gosh, there might be a tornado. And if you've lived here all your life and, you know, the sirens are going off and there's a tornado warning, you'll find that people who live here tend to be the ones who are outside looking up at the sky going, oh, I wonder where it is. And the people who are new are the ones who are hiding in shelters going, oh, my God, please don't let me die. So, you know,
yeah.
It's just a matter of your perception.
No matter where you are, there's something, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you get to decide how to have a happy life. And you know what it takes for you to have a happy life. And you are not your daughter, and you are not your mother. And it doesn't need to be traumatic, and it doesn't need to be expensive, and it doesn't need to have any problems at all. So start creating that you are moving to wherever it is that really feels like it's you. And let it happen. And if your daughter has some comments about you were supposed to move to Kansas City, then you can simply tell her that you recognize that you need to be near an ocean, a large body of water, that that's important to you. And while you love her dearly, there is no ocean in Kansas City. And that's way too far away for you to have to go to find your ocean.
Yes.
It's really not the right place for you to live. And invite her to move to Florida.
Yeah, well, she just bought a house. She just got married and bought a house. So I think she's going to be there for a while. But, yeah.
Tell her you'll come and visit every year.
Yeah. So does the guidance have a sense of which side would be the better side, the better fit for me? Because like I said,
I'm feeling the Gulf side feels, it seems to pull you a little more. But either side will work. But the Gulf side feels more you.
Okay. Well, I know there's an area like St. Pete and Clearwater. That's an area that I had looked into in further south. I can't think of the name of the town, but like Coral Gables and, you know, a little further south, south of Sarasota, you know, in that area. Does any of those have any?
They're showing me an image of you driving along a highway and you're looking out at the Gulf and just feeling what really feels right to you. They said when you're there, you'll know it. So they're not going to tell me exactly what it is. They want you to, they want you to go and investigate, too.
Yeah.
Just look
Well, I did.
Feel.
Okay. Feel it. Okay. Okay. Okay.
And okay, we need to do a little bit more clearing on you. So, dear Innate, I release the fear of not having enough money.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of not having enough money.
Dear Innate, I release all the fears of money.
Dear Innate, I release all the fears of money.
Dear Innate, I release lack from my life.
Dear Innate, I release lack in my life.
Dear Innate, I clear the energy of money.
Dear Innate, I clear the energy of money.
Dear Innate, I open myself to receiving.
Dear Innate, I open myself to receiving.
Dear Innate, I allow God to bless me with money.
Dear Innate, I allow God to bless me with money.
Dear Innate, I deserve it.
Dear Innate, I deserve it.
Dear Innate, I do not live to please other people.
Dear Innate, I do not live to please other people.
Dear Innate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear Innate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear Innate, I live for my joy.
Dear Innate, I live for my joy.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Nice
I don't know
pizza.
Why, but I've got the biggest smile on my face right now. I'm just smiling.
Well, good. You're letting go of all this crap. So great. You should be smiling.
Wow. Thank you.
Talk to your daughter. Let her know that you can't live that far from an ocean. That, you know, you love her, and she's more than welcome to come and live near the ocean with you. She can bring her husband. Yeah. They can find a new house. No big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you.
You are
goodness
welcome.
Gracious. I get so spun up in my own head. I'm literally driving myself crazy, and it's just like, oh, why do I keep doing this? I know I'm doing it, but I still do it. Like,
it's okay. It's okay. You're still learning, so it's no big deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Barbara. I just thank you.
You are welcome.
Whew.
Let me know where you move to, you know.
Okay. All righty. Thank you so much. And have a blessed day.
You too,
thank
sweetheart.
You.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless.
Oh, okay. We are now moving to the caller from area code 201. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hello, Jackie. How are you?
Hi, Barbara. I'm good. I'm good.
So what's going on in your life today?
I have a son that he just seems to be doing the very same things to me that my siblings did at a very critical point in my life. And, you know, I'm trying to help him because he's dealing with substance abuse and I guess trying to get his life back in order, but he's very stubborn. And he plays on my fears. And my fears are really, you know, related to, I don't want to see him get in any trouble or hurt himself. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, he knows everything I'm doing is for my family to be whole again. But he's not making it easy. And they've never made it easy. So I'm just trying to see if I could get past the guilt, you know, and also be able to deal with whatever happens.
Okay.
And it's not just, and what I'm seeing in him, I see my younger brother's past, like in terms of just being overly dependent on my mother. You know, I see my sister's selfishness, and I don't understand because he wasn't raised that way. You know, and he knows that I'm dealing with issues with them as well, so I don't understand how, you know, I'm getting past one thing and then here comes this thing again. So what am I doing that's attracting it?
Okay. The first thing I am hearing is that you are an enabler.
Hmm.
You enable people to take advantage of you.
And when I don't, they accuse me of being selfish. They make me feel bad when I'm not solving their problems. They make it appear as if I caused the problem.
That's because they know how to push your buttons. You learned how to be an enabler from your mother. And you are continuing to live that life. And as long as you live that life, you will not be happy. So if you ever want to be happy, you've got to give it up.
I want to. I wish everybody would just take responsibility because I'm tired of being responsible for everybody else's problems. I got my own things
yeah.
I want to work out.
Okay. So we are going to do some dear innate statements about putting you first in your life. And this will be about releasing all of the guilt and all of the weaselly little manipulative things they do to get you to do what they want you to do instead of doing what's best for you and what's best for them. Because by giving into what they are working to get you to give into, you're actually making their lives worse too.
And I don't want to.
No, it's time for you to stop doing that. It really is time for you to stop doing that.
And I mean, it's
okay.
Everyone. Like, what else do you expect from me? Like, stop already, you know?
All right. So repeat after me. Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I am not responsible for anyone else.
Dear innate, I am not responsible for anyone else.
Dear innate, I no longer attract their whining and begging and manipulation.
Dear innate, I no longer attract their whining, their begging and manipulation.
Dear innate, I am standing in my power.
Dear innate, I am standing in my power.
Dear innate, I am responsible for me.
Dear innate, I am responsible for me.
Dear innate, God does not need my help picking these people up out of the dirt.
Dear innate, God does not need my help picking these people up out of the dirt.
Dear innate, God allows me to take care of me.
Dear Innate, God allows me to take care of me.
Dear Innate, I do not save others.
Dear Innate, I do not save others.
Dear Innate, I am not a rescue ranger.
Dear Innate, I am not a rescue ranger.
Dear Innate, I do not solve other people's problems.
Dear Innate, I do not solve other people's problems.
Dear Innate, other people create their problems and they also create their own solutions.
Dear Innate, other people create their problems and they also create their own solutions.
Dear Innate, I am not responsible for them.
Dear Innate, I am not responsible for them.
Dear Innate, I can love my family and not get involved.
Dear Innate, I can love my family and not get involved.
Dear Innate, I stand back and let them do what they need to do.
Dear Innate, I stand back and let them do what they want to do.
Dear Innate, I do not poke them or prod them.
Dear Innate, I do not poke them or prod them.
Dear Innate, I do not remind them of their mistakes.
Dear Innate, I do not remind them of their mistakes.
Dear Innate, I do not get involved in their discussions.
Dear Innate, I do not get involved in their discussions.
Dear Innate, I accept them exactly as they are.
Dear Innate, I accept them exactly as they are.
Dear Innate, I release any need to judge them.
Dear Innate, I release any need to judge them.
Dear Innate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear Innate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear Innate, I am focused on me.
Dear Innate, I am focused on me.
Dear Innate, I am creating my own magnificent life.
Dear Innate, I am creating my own magnificent life.
Dear Innate, I know that I deserve a magnificent life.
Dear Innate, I know that I deserve a magnificent life.
Dear Innate, I choose to have a magnificent life.
Dear Innate, I choose to have a magnificent life.
Dear Innate, I accept it if my family chooses to have a horrible life.
Dear Innate, I accept it if my family chooses to have a horrible life.
Dear Innate, their choice does not affect me.
Dear Innate, their choice does not affect me.
Dear Innate, I am no longer an enabler.
Dear Innate, I am no longer an enabler.
Dear Innate, they no longer manipulate me.
Dear Innate, they no longer manipulate me.
Dear Innate, I break the connections for all of my triggers.
Dear Innate, I break the connections for all of my triggers.
Dear Innate, I choose to be at peace.
Dear Innate, I choose to be at peace.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
It feels real good. I wish that I was able to come up with these things myself, you know, in my daily meditation and prayer, because it's so on point.
And you can just simply start saying, Dear Innate, I let go. Just let that be the one thing that you repeat over and over. Dear Innate, I let go. it's like they've built this huge spider web, and they've got you stuck in it.
Yes, and it's so funny you would say spider web, because all week long I kept saying, what is order for the fly is chaos for the spider.
Mm-hmm.
That it kept resonating with me, like, come on, like, surrender, every, all of you, spouse,
yeah,
siblings, children, and they at the same time know that I got so much that I'm trying to take care of and have been doing, like, do your part. And everyone plays this reverse psychology, and I know what it is, but I can't get them to stop.
And you're never going to be able to get them to stop, but you are going to stop being a part of it. Let them play whatever games they play, but you are not a part of their game. That's the difference. You're going to be focusing on you, doing what's important for you, making your decisions about your life and letting them do whatever it is that they decide to do about their own life. You are not here to take care of them.
Okay.
Guidance wants me to say that over to you. You are not here to take care of them.
Exactly.
You are not here to take care of them.
I am not here to take care of them.
No, you're not. And if there's some part of you that's saying, well, what's going to happen to them? That's none of your business. It's not your job. It's not your responsibility. They will create their lives as they choose to create them, which is what they have always done. Now, they've always tried to put the guilt on you, and you've been willing to take it, but you're not taking it anymore because that's not your guilt. You didn't do that crap. They did. Let them keep it. Let them own it. It is not yours. Hey, how does that feel?
It feels good. It really does, you know.
And so God is saying that God is on your side, that God really does want you to have a happy, phenomenal life. And God wants you to stop pushing your life aside to deal with these other people. Don't let them become more important than you are. You really are the most important person in your life. And there really is a beautiful, amazing life there for you if you choose to live it. And God wants you to choose to live it. Okay?
Yes, absolutely. Because it's ridiculous. It's like I'm checking it everywhere I turn.
Mm-hmm. And now your energy has shifted, so you're not going to attract as much garbage as you used to. But if you do attract any, do not accept it.
Yeah, because I don't want to.
Doesn't mean that you have to deal with it. If it's not yours, just politely say, it's not mine. And walk away. You may actually have to get in the car and drive quickly away, but don't let them.
Well, are you able to do healing for my son? Because, you know, he's struggling. I thank God that it's not, you know, it's not opioid or anything like that. But he self-medicates with marijuana. and there's a baby involved and a girlfriend, and you know, sometimes
they
it's just hard for me to watch them.
They don't let me do work on people who are not actually asking for it. It's his choice whether or not something is done. Okay, they want you to look at it like this. There are literally millions of people who self-medicate with marijuana, and they still live a life. They have kids. They have jobs. They go through everything that they go through.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to save him.
I mean, because I've gotten to the point, like, if he's able to go on his own, you know, just like I cut ties with toxic siblings who are really going out their way to hurt me, and he knows that, and I think because he's seen me at my weakest point, you know, and then he's seen me trying to dig back from a hole, and then now when I turn around, he's just like them. And I'm like, where did this come from? And I agree.
You learn from watching you with other people. Hey, kids know how to push your buttons better than anybody because they've been watching other people do it all of their lives.
Well, you know, like, I have to deal with siblings that are, like, very brutal, and he knows I shut them out. I cut them off because of what they were doing.
And you may need to do that with him for
ground.
A little while. Yeah. Don't let him think that just because he's your son means that he's some sort of god or something, or you have to save him, because you don't. He's an adult. Let him be an adult. So they're saying that the more you let all of this crap go,
mm-hmm.
the more your life will get better. And it will.
Okay. And as far as my mother, you'd asked me when she first transitioned, was that the case? I would have been in complete denial. But now when I look at, you know, what I'm doing, you know, I realize that, yeah, I did learn this from my mother. The question is why? I don't know why. Why? It's like I had to be the one to do things that no one else was willing to do. You know?
Yeah, you were the one that decided to take it on. So, dear innate, I forgive my mother for teaching me to be an enabler.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother for teaching me to be an enabler.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother for being an enabler.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother for being an enabler.
Dear innate, I forgive myself for being an enabler.
Dear innate, I forgive myself for being an enabler.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Take a nice deep breath. Oh, it's like a huge weight just got lifted off your back. Ooh, that's good. All right, so you are responsible only for you, and now you get to create this amazing life just for you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Your words are definitely inspiring. And it's,
well, you are welcome. And remember, you can call
you
me
deal with
anytime you need
to. Narcissistic people are not easy to deal with.
No,
especially
that's why a lot of times you just walk away because you cannot change them. as much as we'd like to, we cannot change
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Barbara.
You're welcome, Jackie. Have a great day, sweetie.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, and our next caller is from area code 937. Hi, who's this?
Hello, this is Sandy.
Hello, Sandy. What can I do for you today?
Well, you inspired me. I was just listening in, and you inspired me with, you know, God and everything. And I've just put everything in God's hands today because it seems like every time I try to get ahead and think that I've got money left over for this or that, something else breaks and something else happens. And I don't know, you just inspired me. So I decided to go ahead and press to, you know, call in because do it because you are so inspirational for everybody, and I know you help everybody. But it's just, you know, I'm paying off hospital bills, paying off bills, you know, trying to get things down, you know, figuring out where money's coming from, and then something else breaks or something else goes out, and it's like I just today turn it over, say, God, it's up to you.
Okay. All right. They're giving me some wonderful dear innate statements for you. So are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Dear innate, I release the belief that I can't have enough.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I cannot have enough.
Dear innate, I release the patterns of struggle.
Dear innate, I release the pattern of struggle.
Dear innate, I release the belief in sacrifice.
Dear innate, I release the belief in sacrifice.
That belief is strong in you. What kind of an upbringing did you have?
Christian. My mother, well, we went to church all the time, and then mother and dad divorced, and I would go with my mother every once in a while, but I truly, truly believe.
Yeah.
I believe God is everything, so that's the reason why I say I just today it was just in me to say, God, I hand it over to you.
Okay. Dear innate, I accept that I am good enough.
Dear innate, I accept that I am good enough.
Dear innate, I accept that God loves me.
Dear innate, I accept that God loves me.
Dear innate, I release all sin.
Dear innate, I release all sins.
Dear innate, I am equal to others.
Dear innate, I am equal to others.
Dear innate, God does not look down on me.
Dear innate, God does not look down on me.
Dear innate, God is within me.
Dear innate, God is within me.
Dear innate, God guides me.
Dear innate, God guides me.
Dear innate, it is the will of God that I be prosperous.
Dear innate, it is the word of God that I be prosperous.
Dear innate, I live God's word.
Dear innate, I live God's word. God's word.
Take a nice deep breath.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I needed that. You are a blessing. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. But don't go yet because there's still some more stuff.
Okay.
We're going to work on this now. Okay.
Okay.
Dear innate, I allow myself to have enough.
Dear innate, I allow myself to have enough.
Dear innate, all of my needs are met.
Dear innate, all my needs are met.
Dear innate, money flows into my life.
Dear innate, that money flows into my life.
Dear innate, I am open to receiving money.
Dear innate, I am open to receiving money.
Dear innate, I clear the energy of money.
Dear innate, I clear the energy of money.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Dear innate, I clear
the energy of money. Dear innate, I release all evil from money.
Dear innate, I release all evil of money.
Dear innate, God loves money.
Dear innate, God loves money.
Dear innate, God loves me.
Dear innate, God loves me.
Dear innate, I open to God's blessings.
Dear innate, I
open to God's blessings.
Open. Dear innate, I'm open to God's blessing.
Dear innate, I deserve to be blessed.
Dear innate, I... Okay, that one's hard.
I deserve to be blessed.
Dear innate, I deserve to be blessed.
Take a nice deep, deep breath.
That one was hard.
Wow. Oh, you have all of these things that you were taught all of your life that say, well, you did this wrong and you did that wrong. And, you know, God's got that big book and he's written down everything you've done wrong. And just your stuff takes up 27.3 pages of a huge book. So you've done so many things wrong. Dear innate, I release what I've done wrong.
Dear innate, I release what I have done wrong.
Dear innate, I release the guilt, the shame, and the blame.
Dear innate, I release the guilt, the shame, and the blame.
Dear innate, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, I accept God's forgiveness.
Dear innate, I accept God's forgiveness.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
That just released so much. My chest is not heavy. When I was saying some of that stuff, my chest felt heavy. It's released. It's wow.
Yeah. It's amazing how much crap you've been carrying around your life.
Yes. Oh, thank you. What a blessing. I highly recommend you to everyone.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for all you do for me and for everyone else. You are amazing.
Thank you. That's why I enjoy doing this work. So much fun.
Oh, yes. You get these hard people to work with like me. And
no, you're an absolute
for everybody
joy.
Else, huh? Oh, God. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're a blessing. I love listening to you, and I love being on because you always tend to read. Even if I don't talk to you and I listen in, it relieves so much within me.
Good.
Because I say the stuff with everybody else that I know that
good.
Fits me. Okay.
Yeah. You're supposed to do that. Everybody's supposed to do that. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That sounds great. Well, thank you, hon. I love you so much. You're
oh,
a blessing.
I love you too.
Okay.
Okay, now, you're supposed to find something fun to do today. So I don't know what it is, but you decide and make sure that it's fun.
Okay. I will let you know. You have a wonderful
okay.
day. And thank you so
you
much.
Too. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And God is saying that fun thing is something for everyone. Everyone should find something fun to do today. Because it's getting out of the old patterns of worries and doubts and fears and all of that stuff. When you're having fun, you're not thinking about anything else. You're not in any dark or heavy energies because you're too busy having fun. So just do something to make yourself laugh. You can go on YouTube and do some of that laughing yoga stuff that they do, which just cracks me up, which is supposed to do. But it's about letting go. It's about moving forward in your life. And so in order for you to let go and move forward, you've got to change. Change is a necessary part of your own development. And that's true for each and every one of us. So let yourself change. Let yourself let go. If you want to know more information about what I do, feel free to visit my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots of information there. There's some little healing statements you can make on yourself. It explains the whole Dear Innate process. And I guess eventually I'm going to put more on that whole shifting the energy thing that they're teaching me to do. Life just gets more and more interesting. At least for me it does. You know, I'm one of those coaches who learn something, and I use it, and then I ask, you know, how can we make this better? And so during the 20 years or so that I've been doing this whole life coach thing, I've gone through so many different modalities for helping people to make change. And every time I'm always asking, well, how can we make this better? How can we make this more effective? How can we make this have a bigger impact on the people that I'm working with? Because I want it to be the very best that it can be for the people that I'm working with. So that's why they've taught me something new. It's like every 6 months to a year, they teach me something new. And we will see where this goes. But don't forget, you really do deserve to have an absolutely wonderful, marvelous, fantastic life filled with prosperity and love and joy and every good thing that there is. You deserve it. So let yourself experience it. Say yes to your own life. It's time for you to embrace you. Because you're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're absolutely marvelous. And it's time for you to start recognizing that. And you make good decisions. They wanted me to put that in there. I don't know who it's in there for. But if you've been thinking that you make bad decisions, they're saying, no, that's not true. You make good decisions. And it is better. It is possible for your decisions to get even better by following your guidance more and more. So open up. Open up to the possibilities of your life. Open up to the beauty of you. Okay, that's our show for today. Thank you all for listening. I'm sending each of you lots and lots of love. Don't forget, you are the most important person in your life. So treat yourself with love and kindness. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a great weekend.